It's been highlighted there now over the last few number of years that there's been Brazilian products has been withdrawn. It came in through Rotterdam and has been spread out through Germany and various different countries. But this is an age-old problem, and the EU would need to step up to the plate here and protect its citizens. They can walk in up the street, no identification. They could buy medicines left, right and centre. Some of the medicines is actually banned in the European bloc this year. No questions asked. Tag numbers are irrelevant to them. When you look at what Irish farmers and what European farmers has to comply with in traceability from farm to fork and everything associated with that, medical registers and everything else. But there's also another grey area to this. Implants and growth promoters are widespread in them Mercosur countries, the five Mercosur countries of Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay. Some of these growth promoters, which are banned in the EU bloc and has been banned for a long number of years, are carcinogenic, which means they can lead to cancer. So, like, the EU is playing around here with fire. There is a number of MEPs who is actually highlighting this and highlighting it to the fore. And I have no problem saying that Kieran Maloney is one. Michael McNamara now is coming on the train, but Kieran Maloney has done tremendous and Trojan work on this to highlight it. So the EU, even though this deal has been going in the process this 20 years to sign off on it, this, in my eyes, would be a non-runner. Apart from the tariff that it'll come in at, which will undermine European products.
But it has to be massively frustrating, I dare say, as well, Patrick, for many Irish farmers in particular, raising animals and producing beef to a very high standard.
Yeah, well, Ireland is known the world over as a premium product. For generations, Irish beef is known the world over. To any far corner of the world you go to, you talk about a premium quality beef, Irish beef will come out number one on it. So the first thing is, it's a different standard. This is an inferior product. There's a second thing. The EU is not telling the full story. They're saying that it's 99,000 tonne of beef. It's 99,000 tonne of steak, which equates into 250,000 head of cattle. Brazil, along with Amazon forests, they've no regard on it. It's a long time since David Attenborough said the Amazon is the lungs of the world. This has been deforested left, right and centre.